Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You found Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. A deep dive on one player in just 5 to 10 minutes. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. This is our third crack at Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. As just mentioned, this is where we do a deep dive on one player for 5 to 10 minutes, which so far we haven't made it into 5 to 10 minutes in any of these. Hopefully this time we will. My co-host is Tyler Knabley. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how we doing?
Great. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Charchian and at Tyler Knabley. Fantasy Football Weekly is a micro edition, is an experiment. Do people like this? Do you want to get a deep dive on a player all off season? If you do, we want to know. We want to hear from you. What would you change? What do you like? What do you not like? At Paul Charchian, at Tyler Knabley, K-N-A-E-B-L-E, K-N-A-E-B-L-E.
Thanks for spelling that twice.
Yes, Tyler Knabley. Look, I know what it's like to have to transition people, teach people about a tough last name.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Knabley's a tricky one.
It is a little bit. Everyone, it's either the Knabel, like I called Evil Knievel in like elementary school.
Yeah, you didn't even know what that meant then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evil Knievel was before my time for the most part.
I honestly don't even know what time he was.
He was mid-70s.
Okay.
Yes. Stunt daredevil guy.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yes.
We're not talking about Evil Knievel today. We're talking about Derek Carr.
Yes. Well, some people would say that there's evil. There's plenty of evil in Derek Carr.
Yeah.
If you've drafted in for your fantasy teams, you've had middling production every year, but he's like 4,000 yards every year, 28 touchdowns every year, you know, 20, well, that's actually the high end, 23, 25, 28 touchdowns every year. He's not, you know, he certainly hasn't lived up to his draft status. Speaking of draft status, where's he going in drafts right now for early drafts for this coming year?
Right now, he is the QB20 about round 10 or 11. It's funny because he was the QB20 in points per game last year. So in theory, you could just be, do you like his situation better or do you like it worse than the Raiders?
I think I like it worse. Although, you know, Chris Olave is going to be very good. Rashid Shaheed's pretty exciting. Juwan Johnson's got some upside. He's got some young players to build around.
I agree. I just think that are they better than what he had with the Raiders? Because right now, I mean, if we break down his 2022 season, we kind of used some of the stats with Mariota in a couple episodes ago, but he had the 7th worst on-target percentage among 2022 quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
The 5th worst poor percentage throws. Percentage. And then the only guys that finished better than him were quarterbacks like Mariota, Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, Carson Wentz. None of like the guys you expect. Like,
they were better than him or worse? They were worse.
They were worse than him.
Yeah, they were worse
than him in that stat.
Yeah.
There was no guys like Patrick Mahomes. There was no guys.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. But like, I feel like the stat's a good stat because there was no one that you wouldn't expect to see that high on the list.
The guys who were all worse in poor throw percentage than Derek Carr were all guys who got benched at some point last year.
Yes.
Mariota, Wilson, Mills, and Wentz, all guys that got benched.
Exactly.
Which says plenty. Derek Carr, technically, kind of got benched at the end of the year, too.
It was for
salary cap reasons. They didn't want to guarantee his contract, but you can understand why. Coming off a surprising number of interceptions last year, which ties into this, too.
Yeah, he had the most interceptions of his career in 2022 and 2021, so he's not gotten better the past couple of years. He also had the worst completion percentage since his rookie season at 60.8%.
Yeah.
That's not good. And it's not like, because when I was thinking about it, I was like, the Raiders don't have a very good old line, do they? Went to PFF, Raiders allowed the 10th least sacks out of 32 teams.
Surprising.
And they posted the 9th best pass blocking grade per PFF. So it's not like he had a terrible offensive line, at least according to Pro Football Focus.
Right.
And he also had Josh Jacobs last year, who had the best season of his career. So you'd like to think that Josh Jacobs would at least
taken some heat off him.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And then he had Davante Adams.
Right. And Darren Waller.
And Darren Waller, who was hurt a little bit. Yep. And Hunter Renfrow hurt a little bit. But he still had Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs, a good line. Like, I feel like you put any other quarterback in that situation, they might have done a little better.
Right. I think you're probably right about that. You can dump off to Alvin Kamara, but dude just doesn't look like he used to. And his legal status, that thing could end up being trickier than people realize.
Yeah.
It does not right now. It doesn't look necessarily great. Also, you got to factor in, I think, a little bit with Derek Carr, this stupid Taysom Hill thing. Ugh.
Yeah, Taysom Hill is good for a lot of red zone production, I would say. He's going to take at least 4 to 5 touchdowns a season. Like, that's guaranteed. We say Alvin Kamara owners know that Taysom Hill is going to take some red zone touchdowns. And if we just kind of look overall at the Saints situation, I feel like Olave is like really the only piece you can feel like great about. I guess Michael Thomas too, depending on where you're at.
Shockingly,
with
they're bringing back Michael Thomas.
They've got to
be done with that guy by now. Yeah. But no, they're bringing him back.
He looked okay when he was on the field last year. I mean, I remember week one, he had 2 touchdowns against my Falcons. So I know he looked okay, but he could be on the field. He hasn't been on the field in the past 3 years.
Virtually not at all for 3 years.
Exactly. Yes. So you mentioned the Kamara thing, the suspension. It's also not 2019 anymore. Their O-line is seemingly worse. Saints had the 6th worst PPF pass blocking grade and finished about the middle of the pack in sacks allowed. So he's not getting a better situation with the Saints in terms of offensive line. Their offensive play calling is probably going to be worse. I don't even know who the offensive coordinator is for the Saints. He's probably not going to be better than Josh McDaniels, we know what Josh McDaniels is at this point. Their weapons are overall worse, and you mentioned the Taysom Hill thing. So.
Yeah, now Carr's a better deep ball passer than Andy Dalton was, and Olave and Rashid Shaheed, I mean, those are some downfield fast receivers. So I think he can unlock some of those big plays.
That's fair.
And I'd like to see, I'm optimistic about Derek Carr that way. But, you know, if you ask me right now, given that he's going in round 10, 11, his quarterback 20, I could take Anthony Richardson today, not knowing what his landing spot's going to be, or even if he'll start this year, or Derek Carr. I think I would take Richardson, and there's a bunch of other quarterbacks I think I'd rather have at this stage than necessarily try get your 25 touchdowns out of Derek Carr every year.
Yeah, so there's a lot of notable quarterbacks going after him in drafts. So I'll read off the quarterback. You tell me if you would take him right now over Derek Carr. Bryce Young.
Yeah, not knowing landing spot.
Not knowing land spot, yeah.
Yes, I think I would. I think he could. I think Bryce Young in the right spot. He'll be pick 1 or 2 probably, right?
He also presents rushing upside that Derek Carr just does not have whatsoever.
Yeah,
Derek Carr
at least some. Yes, at least some. So exactly. Yeah, I think that's a yes. Yep.
All right.
I'm in on Bryce Young.
Matthew Stafford.
Can Matthew Stafford just tell if he's going to quit the game of football or not? I want him to come out and say, I'm definitely coming back, because we haven't heard that yet, and they're gutting this Rams team. I don't know.
For me, it's still Stafford, McVay, and Kupp.
Yes.
That's all you need.
I need Kupp to come back healthy, but hopefully he will.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'll take Stafford.
All right, CJ Stroud. Let's say he goes to the Panthers at 1.
I don't get a lot of the rushing production out of Stroud, but I like the passing. But he's going to be on 1 of 2 pretty weaponless teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go no on Stroud.
Okay. Kenny Pickett.
No, zero interest in Kenny Pickett.
Not a big Kenny Pickett guy.
No. He did. Hey, dude, could you throw 2 touchdowns in a game? Is that really too much to ask? Because he's never done it.
Yeah, he's got some weapons too.
He does.
Yeah. All right, last one. Jordan Love.
Yeah, and they could go Jordan Love on the unknown and just hope he's better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. As a, what is he, fourth year first-time starter? Yeah.
Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I'd go Jordan Love. You know, given the offense and the weapons and, yeah. Although his receivers aren't great either, honestly. But I trust Green Bay to get something out of him. So, yeah, I think I would go with Jordan Love here. We started this conversation. I was kind of interested in Derek Carr. Now I'm kind of off him.
Yeah, I'm completely off him. I'm done.
You've turned him against me.
Good.
Tomorrow's Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. Calvin Ridley coming back a year away from the game for betting on his own team. even though he says, you know, was not in a position to have any inside knowledge, and we'll assume that that's true. And he was betting for his team, which I guess is better than betting against your team. Let's break down Calvin Ridley as he now goes to the Jaguars, your playoff-winning Jaguars, second round of the playoffs with Trevor Lawrence. We'll talk through Calvin Ridley in tomorrow's Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. Thanks for listening, everybody.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.